6:04 in the Fast Lane. Your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker. With All Due Respect is coming up in a moment. Before we get to With All Due Respect, though, today in the 4 o'clock fight, we learned that people in West Virginia tend to be on the hefty side. If you didn't know, trees are pretty hefty, too. Well, a West Virginia college student learned this when her car was destroyed after a tree was cut down and landed right on top of said car. Thankfully, the perfect eyewitness was on site to see it all.
Sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was, I hate to say it, it was kind of cool. You know, I mean, what guy, what, you know, doesn't like, you know, destruction? Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now.
I think that he hit on a few valid
points.
Pretty
awesome, though.
And he came back to the most righteous one at the end of it, is that this poor girl can't get to school now. But we like destruction. It was kind of cool looking.
It was awesome.
And that guy is an internet superstar.
Oh, he's the best.
From that. Golly, it was just perfect.
And he wasn't even heavy.
Sports Illustrated has listed the top five mascots in college football history. Uga at Georgia is number one. And also rounding out the top five are the Oregon Duck, LSU's Mike the Tiger, Bevo from the University of Texas, and the Stanford Tree. With all due respect, the tree has to be in the top two.
I love the tree.
The dancing tree is amazing. When they were here
as
in the NCAA tournament,
when
Stanford was here in St. Louis at the NCAA tournament, that tree dancing around the court was magnificent.
I love it.
That was one of my favorite ESPN commercials back in the day when it was Jason Hayward who was the guy starring in the commercials, and they were asking him about his bats. And it's like,
Yeah.
Like, how do they put your name in it like that? Oh, lasers, man. Lots of lasers. And the tree's like, what's happening? Yeah, it's an interesting mascot nonetheless. The West Virginia guy, by the way, very entertaining, very fun. Mm-hmm. But with all due respect to him, he has nothing on the hide your kids, hide your wife guy. Just saying. Remember that? Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I forget his name. What was his name?
Oh, damn.
He's probably in some celebrity boxing match now or something. I love internet famous people now.
It depends. Like,
Bagel Boss.
Bagel Boss, that guy.
Did I say that he's fighting Lenny Dykstra in a charity fight?
Oh, Lenny Dykstra?
Great. I think I heard that.
I heard he was going to fight, but I didn't know it was going to be Lenny.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy.
That was him. Oh, gosh. Starts with a... Oh, Antoine Dotson? I think it is. Yeah. Antoine Dotson. Thank you.
That's amazing. Guys, if you live in Franklin County and you went to a particular Bob Evans, you better go get your hepatitis A shots.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services said Tuesday an employee at the Bob Evans in Washington, 3151 Phoenix Center Drive, was infected while working between August 3rd and August 10th. So if you ate at Bob Evans between August 3rd and the 12th, they say, you should get vaccinated as a precaution. With all due respect, you should have your vaccine anyway already.
You probably should be up to date on that.
Yeah.
Now, that's just at that one restaurant, right? So if I randomly got the Bob Evans mac and cheese or the mashed potatoes that they sell at the stores, those things are fantastic. That's fine.
Yeah, you're okay. This was just people who dined in the restaurant.
Big says,
very careful.
Yeah, Big says, what do you got for us?
With all due respect, who doesn't love a good demolition derby?
I think you have to love them.
Have you guys ever been?
I've never been to one.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You grew up in Illinois and you've never been
to
a demolition derby?
No.
Oh, my God. Wait,
what's a demolition derby?
So it's usually at a fair, and they have like a big enclosure that's like cinder blocks around it, and a bunch of cars get into a circle and just slam into each other.
Oh, yeah, I've never been to that.
Cars.
I've been to like the monster truck rallies where they crunch all the cars, which I think those are a blast. But I've never been to a demolition derby. Not saying I wouldn't, because I'm totally in, you know, for destruction. Yeah, totally agree.
No doubt.
Totally agree.
With all due respect, the fine listeners of the Fastlane have no idea how impossible you guys are to work with.
What?
Yep. Yep.
What was that again?
Did you write
this again? Yep. Yeah, I wrote that. Yeah.
What did it say?
What's it say?
The listeners of the Fastlane have no idea how impossible you guys are to work with.
With all due respect.
With all due respect.
Yeah, we just had a guy come in here that he left the whole station because we're so difficult to deal with.
Randy, I don't think that was the case.
Whoa.
Come on, man.
Whoa. What are you talking about?
Oh, real nice, Randy. Hopefully he's not in his car yet.
We all hugged him and stuff.
That doesn't mean you can say whatever you want when he leaves.
Randy thinks
sure as heck can. Want some prayers at least, Randy. Throw it on the end.
Some prayers, yeah. With all due respect.
So we had the West Virginia guy and then Antoine Dotson. But with all due respect, neither of them have anything on this lady.
True. She is a legend. That lady. She's really good.
She made a clock out of poop.
She makes lots of stuff out of poop.
Yep. Dried poop. Was it moose poop?
Moose poop.
I think so.
Yeah, it was moose poop.
Moose turds, I believe.
Moose poop.
DevilsDigest.com. It's an Arizona State sports site. Tweeted that HBO has chosen four college programs to run a Hard Knocks-like show later in the season. ASU will be featured during the week in the home game against Washington State. They also chose Penn State and Alabama for this. With all due respect, how did LSU not make this list?
I totally agree with that, man. This sentiment, you know, Coach O just dropping knowledge every time he gets an opportunity to step in front of a microphone.
Well, I think it's because they couldn't find somebody to work the closed captioning system.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, that's all it is. Because who's going to do the subtitles for that?
I don't know. I feel like everybody can understand exactly what he's saying. Yeah, I think we all got that.
I totally understood that one.
Same as the other thing. Exactly. Would have never got past number one if it wasn't.
You remember when Herm Edwards got hired at Arizona State and somebody introduced themselves from the Devil's Digest and he said,
"Yeah, I don't like
Devils. We're going to have any Devil's Digest
around
here."
What do you mean you don't do the Devils? You are the Sun Devils. That's what you are. I hope part of this is showing the scene on Mill Avenue, by the way. That thing is that's good.
Mill Avenue is fun.
That's good people watching there.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the 618, there is a combine derby in Madison County, Illinois, at the county fair.
There you go.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It does sound kind of cool.
Come to do a remote.
So the way the derby works is they just smash into each other, and then you're in it until your car stops working, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Until you give up or whatever.
I'm thinking of another viral guy, the smash, smash, smash guy. You seen him? Oh, I'll look that one up. You'll like this. He was talking about a guy.
I'm thinking of it. I don't know. For some reason, I was thinking of the surfer. He's like, I was so pitted and blah, like that guy.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots. Text line 65780. Next up, the Cardinals didn't make any major upgrades at the deadline. I think we could say they didn't make any upgrades at the deadline, to be fair. But they are upgrading elsewhere. That's next on 101 ESPN. Yesterday, the Cardinals made a move to replace their assistant hitting coach, Mark Badaska, and it seems like kind of a scapegoating situation, but it does show the way that the team is headed with analytics, doesn't it? They are looking for improvement from within by moving their analytics department over to Worldwide Technology, and Badaska is a guy that certainly didn't grow up with analytics, 66 years old. And what the Cardinals told Aaron Rodgers of MLB.com was it really came down to philosophical differences in what we're trying to do. As the season wore on, we just didn't feel like it was clicking. Ultimately, we had to make a decision. I've really enjoyed my time working with Buddha, but we felt like it was for the better good that we had to make a change.
Well, ultimately, on a coaching staff, while you're going to have conflicting ideas here and there, and by the way, challenging ideas and having different thoughts, I think can be a really good thing for a staff, but you want to be at least like-minded as far as your goal. And that was the whole thing in hiring hiring Jeff Albert was they were not only trying to, you know, just get a new big league hitting coach and implement something there, but they had talked about implementing an entire new approach throughout the system, which was going to take a while. It was more of a long view than anything. And that told you everything about the direction that this organization was headed. Now, you can certainly have the conversation is, are the Cardinals headed the right way? Is baseball headed the right way? Per the conversation we had with Tony La Russa a little bit earlier, where he basically said, no, this will correct itself at some point. And it was more so talking about managers and front offices pressing the buttons as opposed to managers doing so. But it's not shocking to put together a staff where you believe that everybody's on the same page.
Right, and Mark Saxon added to that a bit, tweeting about a half hour ago that players were openly discussing the discrepancy in philosophies between the two guys, and basically new school versus old. And I don't think you can have that. I think it's certainly okay to have, as BT said, a differing of opinion sometimes, if everybody can kind of work together and acknowledge, okay, here are two different thoughts, which one do you think works best for you, and reach a logical conclusion. But sometimes it doesn't work that way. Sometimes you have two guys who are steadfast in what they believe, and if the other guy doesn't believe what you believe, then you just can't have a working relationship. And I don't know if that's exactly what was going on here, but it kind of sounds like that was the problem, and that is certainly a problem, which... I think the bottom line we probably should acknowledge, at least I will, I don't think the Cardinals' hitting issues when they've had them this year are because of the hitting coaches. I don't think it's about that. I think it's more about personnel than anything else.
But if you do have philosophical differences and everybody wants to be on the same page, Mike Schilt worked with Mark Badaska for the second half of last season and worked with him in the Cardinals system. John Mozeliak and Mike Gersh knew Mark Badaska very well. They sent major league players down there to get straightened out with Buddha. They knew exactly what his philosophy was. And it seems kind of strange to me that you would get to August 12th before you make a move like that, that there are philosophical differences. You'd think you'd figure that out a little bit sooner.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure that they knew that there would be a clash as far as outlook from, you know, the hitting coach perspective between the two. But you never know how two are going to work together, because back to the initial thought that two contesting ideas can end up coming up with one great solution
right.
Sometimes. Hey, we'll take a little bit of this, we'll take a little bit of that, and we're going to turn you into a complete hitter. And, I think oftentimes that's a great way to attack a problem with a couple of different ideas. You put stuff in and you come out with a solution, but it doesn't work if, and I'm not saying this is exactly the case that happened there, but it doesn't work if there is one idea saying this, another idea saying that, and this and that are saying the other side is wrong. Like, oh, no, don't listen to that. Listen to this. Oh, no, don't listen to that stuff. Don't dig into those numbers. See it and hit it. Like, it's going to be very difficult to have a train of thought as a hitter when you have two different things pouring into your brain.
Yeah, there's conflict to an extent is good. It's not good when it's working against each other. And again, that really sounds kind of like what was going on here. But I think ultimately this, whatever struggles they've had. All right, Matt Carpenter, for example. Do we really believe that Matt Carpenter's issues are because Jeff Albert and Mark Badaska weren't quite on the same page?
No, and I don't believe Goldschmidt issues were
for the first 3 months.
Nope.
Totally agree with you. That's why. So I don't believe this is the kind of move, and this is how fans can look at it sometimes, that when a team makes a decision like this in the middle of the year, oh, they're just doing something for eyewash and to make us feel like they're trying to fix the problem. I don't really think it's that. And I think the Cardinals are not without criticism for sure. We criticize them plenty here on the show. But I think it's sometimes you do something because you think you need to do it, and that's kind of like what this sounds like. They did a thing they felt like was going to make whatever was going on in the clubhouse better. That doesn't mean that it's going to turn into wins or that suddenly this team is going to be a playoff team because of it. It was just probably something that needed to happen.
But ultimately, your instructors and your coaches are going to have a level of stability. You can't keep bringing different voices in, especially when you have young players. And as I think Derek Gould noted yesterday, in the last 13 months, you've had Mabry, Bill Miller, Mark Badaska, George Greer, and Jeff Albert. You've literally had five different voices in these ears, especially of the young players. A guy like Harrison Bader. He's getting a lot of different ideas. He's probably going up to the plate thinking, I think there needs to be a streamlining and some continuity here just for the sake of the hitters.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, the move that they made here kind of makes it very clear as to which way they're streamlining. Yeah. It's going towards the numbers. It's going to the wholesale philosophical change of the Cardinals top to bottom. And it's a complete drastic move, completely different than what the Phillies just did. The Phillies hired their hitting coach thinking the same thing. So, all right, we're going to change everything from a big league level. And they fire him. And they bring in their 75-year-old coach. You know, like, it's different, you know. Yep. But
now, here's one concern I have is with the Cardinals, especially. Is Joe Boo going to want to sacrifice a chicken? And will that offend PETA?
I believe his name is Joe Bell.
And who the hell is Peter?
PETA, People Eating Tasty Animals.
I don't think that's what that stands for either.
Oh.
No.
Will they be offended by the Cardinals sacrificing a chicken?
I don't believe they're going
to
do that.
Oh, I think they went to KFC, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what it was.
How about that? Is that fine? Maybe get some chicken and beer and get Lackey back here and...
Well, I don't think that's going to work either.
Yeah, that's probably too late.
That goes totally against everything that you're looking for. But it still goes back to balance. I feel like you can have a little bit of both things.
Old school.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
The chicken and beer year didn't work out for them, though, did it?
No, they collapsed down the stretch.
Yeah, then it got better after that. I like chicken. I like beer, and I like video games. All three of those things are great, just not during games.
I am a chicken wing and a chicken breast guy. I'm a white meat guy.
Wing's not white, is it?
Yeah, wing's white meat, yeah.
No, thighs and wings are...
Thighs are dark meat.
Thighs are dark
meat, yeah.
Yeah.
And legs are dark meat.
Yeah.
I guess a wing is white meat.
I don't like chicken thighs at all.
I do.
Do you?
I really do, especially on the grill.
Okay.
Big fan.
So we could split that up.
Yeah, I can get down on that, Randy.
Good.
I love a good chicken leg.
Now I'm hungry again.
Yeah.
Me too. We're going to have to work on that. It is a fast lane. I'm talking about getting a whole four fried chickens.
And a Coke?
And a Coke.
It was from a movie.
I'm missing this movie.
Documentary about some guys that played music.
It wasn't a documentary.
It really was.
They were driving an old police car?
For a while.
Yep.
Oh, okay. And I'm picking it up. About
Yep.
Yeah.
Wore dark suits, sunglasses all the time.
Yeah. There's one guy here that wants dry white toast. Jake! And the other ordered four fried chickens and a Coke. Elwood! The Blues Brothers.
That's right. I think you got the names backward, though.
I did.
Yeah, but it's whatever. Everybody got it.
Yeah, thanks. It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Coming up, Mizzou is continuing preparations for their August 31st opener at Wyoming. Yesterday, I went over to Columbia, had a chance to talk to University City's Ronnell Perkins, and we'll hear that interview next on 101 ESPN. There's a lot of hype around Mizzou's football team this year. They should be favored in their first eight games before they travel to Georgia. And six returning starters on defense are going to play a big role in whether or not the Tigers do get off to a good start. One of those returning starters is University City product, senior Ronnell Perkins. I had a chance to visit with him yesterday. University City's Ronnell Perkins getting ready for his senior year at Missouri, practicing again today. How'd everything go?
It went smooth. You know, we come out here, try to work hard every day, you know, work on the little things, you know. We went back and forth with the offense. You know, they had some good periods. We had some good periods. Overall, we got better today. Got to come out and have a better day tomorrow.
You talk about the little things, Ronnell, and with so many guys coming back, is that a little easier than it has been in the past?
Yes, because we just noticed, like, we just look back at some of our losses from last year and previous years. It's just been little things, you know, missing blocks on punt. You know, letting guys block our punt for a touchdown, not holding the ball, leverage, you know, just the little things, you know. So we're working on that this year, you know, just try to get things right.
And you guys in the back end have several guys back. You really need to have chemistry in the defensive backfield to make it work, don't you?
Yeah, there's chemistry there, though. We just working every day, you know. We all juniors and seniors. It's going to be a good year for us, you know. We older now. We experienced. So we just working hard every day and getting ready for August 31st.
What did you come into camp hoping to improve upon?
I'm a linebacker / safety, so I got to be able to cover. I got to be able to attack linemen. I got to be able to use my hands. So I just got to work on getting a little bigger this year, you know, working on my hands, getting off blocks, you know, stuff like that.
And one of the things I love about your position,
You can play in all three zones. You can rush to the passer. You can stop the run at the line of scrimmage. You can be in the defensive backfield. That's got to be a lot of fun.
Yes, sir, it is a lot of fun. You know, I like blitzing. I like covering, and I like tackling. You know, it's the perfect position for me, and I'm glad Coach let me play it.
You are representing St. Louis very well. It's cool to see the St. Louis impact being made here at Mizzou. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I always inspire the St. Louis kids to come close to home, stay close to the family, and just come play for the home state. You know, when I was young, I used to watch Jeremy Maclin and everybody. You know, it was just a dream. It's a dream come true.
And now I know you know of the kids that are coming. That's got to be cool too, just to maintain and sustain that St. Louis pipeline. Yeah.
It kind of fell down for a couple years, yeah. But you know, we getting back up. You know, it's a lot of St. Louis kids that's committed now. It's coming now. We got Jack Buford. We got Marquise. You know, we got a lot of kids from St. Louis this year. I'm just trying to help them guys, you know, lead them and show them the way.
Ronnell, this program had a brief downtime. How good is it for you to see this team ascend on your watch?
It's very good. You know, when I first came in, you know, we came off two SEC East championships. And then my first year, my redshirt freshman year, you know, we kind of went 4-8, then we went 5-7, and then we went 7-5, and then last year we were 8-5. So it was down, but you know, as we worked our way back up, and I just seen the way how we worked. You know, we just got ourselves out the gutter.
How good do you think this defense can be?
This defense, we're gonna be awesome. This is gonna be a good defense. As long as we do everything the coaches tell us to do, you know, come out there and play hard, I think can't nobody stop us.
I know that there's a lot of stuff that happens before August 31st, but you have to be looking ahead to that first game. Sometimes, especially you're halfway through training camp, you got to get tired of hitting your own guys.
Yeah, man, I was just telling, because they know when I'm blitzing now. I'm like, man, I'm telling the old linemen, like, every time I'm blitzing, now y'all know. I'm on somebody that don't know when I'm blitzing, you know. Yeah, but, you know, we just come out here working hard every day and getting ready for August 31st. You know, it's going to be fun when we get to line up against somebody else.
Hey, thanks for your time, and continue to represent St. Louis. Have a great senior year.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Ronnell Perkins, U City, fun guy and a fun player to watch.
I love him talking about the St. Louis kids staying as close to home as possible. And it always takes like one guy for you, potentially. Maybe that's all it takes. For him, he mentioned Jeremy Maclin as a guy. I remember watching him. I wanted to do what he did. And the hope is that somebody watches Ronnell Perkins and said, man, I want to do what he did and be a part of it and be close to home. I am so glad that Mizzou has done a great job here recently of getting back into St. Louis, getting kids there. Because it's a shame when you see kids that are talented here go other places when they should be, you know, in town.
And it isn't always that easy. I think sometimes kids just want to be farther away
from home
if they can. And what is it, an hour and a half?
Yeah, about an hour and a half.
Okay, so it's not, you know, it's not like in your backyard, but there's enough distance to where you feel like you're not quite in St. Louis because you're not, you know. So maybe there's a little bit less pressure, but still you're in your home state. And I think with that does come a decent amount of pressure for some people.
Yeah, it could. Well, there's always going to be the guys. Look, if you're getting recruited by Alabama and you're getting recruited by Georgia or, you know, whatever, pick your blue blood school, certainly you're going to give that a look. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you're a, I don't want to say a tier below, because you want to be able to get some of that same talent that wants to stay in town too. You might have as many lines in the water as you possibly can if
and
you're Mizzou.
The thing with Mizzou is don't give up. We talked to Brendan Scales yesterday. He originally committed to Alabama, and Mizzou stuck with it because he hadn't signed yet with Alabama, and he changed his commitment. He told his mom, look, I've wanted to go to Mizzou since I was 6 years old and wound up at Mizzou. Meanwhile, the Tigers are halfway through training camp now. Classes start next Monday, and Barry Odom is trying to get his kids to focus on practice the day that they're practicing.
It's got to be our best one, and we talk about habits, on what it takes to be our best, and they're daily on the actions and the discipline you have. They always show up, and they'll show up in crunch time, and that's the name of the game. It will expose everything that you do or don't do in live situations. So that's the grind and the challenge of the winning process and what we're trying to get done. So we've learned some things about our team in the last couple of days, and I think we've definitely moved it forward in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, we're a lot better right now than we were 3 days ago. But we got a long ways to go.
And this is the last week that Mizzou will be able to practice without the pesky interruptions of classes.
Yeah, we've got, you know, 19 days or whatever it is before first game, and it's long enough, but no time to waste. And the urgency, you know, you look up in the clock and the countdown clock, it doesn't stop ticking. So we'll start introducing some Wyoming information this week selectively in certain periods of teamwork finalizing some of the things special teams-wise that we're going to try to do the first game, where we can really rep that over and over, and then continue to get our guys in position to play fast.
And that's a big key. You need to start preparing, especially because for the kids that are really committed to school, once classes start, they're going to be distracted by other things. So this is a big week for them to start preparations for Wyoming and make sure that they're ready to go on the 31st.
I think so, too. In starting our Wyoming information, their license plate features a man on a bucking bronco. I mean, that's good information to have.
Right. I've seen that before.
Yeah, Yellowstone is the first official national park. That happened in 1872. I'm sure they'll install that here soon, the information on the guys. Do you know the first coal mine in Wyoming was in Carbon, 1867?
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
Carbon,
this is all,
Wyoming?
Yeah. It's all great information that I'm sure these players are going to learn here when they instill it.
Wyoming
is
beautiful.
About? Do you think?
Probably not. I think they're probably talking about game planning tendencies, that sort of thing.
Huh.
But that's good to know. I'm sure that those kids know that.
Well, Wyoming has the lowest population in all of the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just a lot of space, you know.
No, it's a state. So we're not talking about like
not outer space. I'm saying there's a lot of space in Wyoming.
One of our all-time favorites on the St. Louis football scene, Conrad Dobler, played at the University of Wyoming.
Love that name.
Oh, boy, was he a tough player. A mean.
So, Wyoming, West Virginia, SEMO, South Carolina, Troy, Ole Miss, Vandy, Kentucky. You should win all of those.
Agreed. Kentucky will be a handful.
Yep, still should win it, though. That's going to be in Lexington. How about, like, 12 games in a row at home? That's nice.
That's
West Virginia,
amazing.
SEMO, South Carolina, Troy, Ole Miss, all at home in a row. That's a fantastic
that
stretch.
Is. Yeah. Wyoming, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills quarterback.
That's right. Here's another fun fact. Did you guys know in Cheyenne that residents are not allowed to take showers on Wednesdays?
No, really?
That's what it says on the internet.
It's got to be true.
I believe it would be. Why would they put it here?
Can they take a bath?
It's at legendsofamerica.com, Wyoming facts. I don't know. I don't know if you can take a bath. I didn't really dive deep into this, but.
Wow.
So did you also know that did you say no showers or no baths?
No showers on Wednesdays.
No
showers.
Just showers.
I guess you get to. It's also illegal to wear a hat that obstructs people's view in a public theater or place of amusement, which.
Well, that should be everywhere.
Yeah, it really should be. You shouldn't be able to wear like a jerk top hat or something.
Right.
Agreed 100%.
Who would wear a top hat to a theater?
Well,
I mean, how would that work out well for you?
I don't know. But
what was the last person that wore a top hat to a theater, do you think?
Abe Lincoln. But I think
probably.
He took it off during the
he
play.
He bothered
well,
somebody.
At the very least, it fell off.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, it certainly would hit. Well,
it
maybe
wouldn't
not.
Stay on. Chances are.
Not a top hat.
No, that thing will fall right off.
Well, it depends if you take one behind the ear, I guess.
Back and to the right?
Back and to the right.
I think it was.
No, forward
right.
And to the right, I guess.
I
well, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so you've flown forward. Yeah, it definitely falls off.
But any gentleman takes his hat off inside a theater. So if you're a Wyoming cowboy, you take off your 10-gallon hat when
no
you come
doubt
inside.
About it. Yeah, good point. It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, and thanks to Mizzou, they're doing a great job of getting that football team ready, and it should be a fun season in Columbia this year. We are going to head down the stretch of this edition of the Fast Lane with a game of Would You Rather. We've got a little game of Would You Rather coming up. By the way, on August 25th, I am going to ride in the worst ride of the year. It's the Tour of Bratz 2019.
Oh, the worst.
The worst.
I get it.
Nice.
That's good.
Starts at 9 a.m., and you can learn more by just Googling Tour of Bratz. It's going
to
be great.
That sounds like fun. So you have to stop and eat?
No, you don't. At the conclusion of the ride, when you conclude the bike portion of the event, you have exactly 1 minute to eat each bratwurst, and you can have a maximum of two. And for each bratwurst you eat, up to a maximum of two, it takes 2 minutes off of your time.
Oh, wow.
So you just get two brats at the end of the ride?
Yep.
Of course you need two, right? Like, that's... Who
I would think so.
Who would need two? Yeah.
I do kind of want to see Randy do one of the bike rides where you get a beer, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you get a beer like every mile?
That's my
or...
kind of thing. Randy's doing the Tour de Dona, too.
Yeah, he is
already. Oh, you already
did? Yeah.
How was that?
Last month. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was great.
Awesome.
So the Tour de Bratz takes place at the Kirchenfest grounds near St. Paul Church in Highland, Illinois. And racers can register in person from 7 to 8:30 in the morning. Or if you'd rather, you can register online at bikereg.com, the Tour of Bratz. Big Sis, what do you got for us?
Would you rather date a shapeshifter or date an attractive slime alien?
Slime alien?
What the hell is that? I'll go with the shapeshifter.
Yeah, me too.
Can I pick the shapes?
Exactly.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the shapeshifter too.
If she likes you enough, she'll shift into whatever shape you want.
I hope she doesn't think she's funny. I'll tell you that. Ha ha! Oh, man. No, seriously. Oh, man.
She probably does think she's funny.
Would you rather have a cookie that is a little bit too crunchy or a little bit too doughy?
Doughy.
I'd say too crunchy because you can always put it in milk.
Ooh, good
call. I am not a big fan of those Chips Ahoy crunchy cookies.
I am. I like cookies in general. You can't mess up a cookie for me.
I'm with you.
I prefer the ones that you get at Schnucks in their bakery.
I know
they're
do,
chewy.
Yeah.
They're really good.
I'm going to lean too crunchy, though, if I got to pick one or the other.
So you guys do lives often throughout the show. Would you rather, when you do a live, have everyone circle around and stare at you or make obscene gestures at you?
Or both.
Just hypothetical.
I would go with the obscene gestures.
I'm going to go with the obscene gestures as well. Not that either one of those things would happen around here. A bunch of professionals
in
this place.
No,
never. But I'll go with that.
Meat slapped me in my crotch.
Not hard enough.
Do it.
With his fist.
Save both of those things.
Would you rather eat a full bale of hay over the course of the next year or have to tell everyone new you meet, nice to meet you, jerk?
I'll
do that. I'll do that meat thing. Nice to meet you, jerk.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You can play it off.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that, too.
Be easy.
Would you rather get stung by a swarm of wasps or bumblebees?
I think bumblebees,
I'm going
right?
With bumblebees, too, because they're going to die afterwards.
Oh, yeah, at least you get to kill them?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll go with them.
There's a sense of victory here. Like, they chose me to be the last thing that they stung. Like, I was going to be the thing that ended them, and they knew it coming into it. I feel like there's a real honor in that.
Would you rather live on 1,000 acres in Wyoming or 1,000 square feet in New York City?
Oh, Wyoming.
1,000 square feet in New York.
I'm in New York, too.
You guys are high.
Wyoming is gorgeous.
Really? Yeah, you live in a high rise, probably.
Oh, my God. That sounds miserable.
Oh, you can take the elevator downstairs, make a right, and there's a coffee shop.
Elevator at home. Give me no neighbors forever. Let me just walk outside in my birthday suit saying, oh, coffee time. Okay. Here we go.
Ray's
I see
pizza
a moose running by. Which Ray's?
Oh, baby.
Which Ray's, Randy?
Famous Ray's?
Or the original Ray's?
Yeah.
Famous original Ray's? Doesn't matter. Yep. Everything's open all the time.
Yep. Walk to Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
You could raise cattle in Wyoming and just eat all the steak you want.
Sounds yeah, but then so you got to kill it and cook it yourself.
So fine.
Pass.
Done.
That sounds so much better than New York to me. This was like the easiest one I've ever had.
A deli right across the street. Oh. You can have an egg sandwich every morning for
Hell
breakfast.
Hell yes.
You know you can do that at home.
Go.
You can make your own stuff.
I'm not doing that.
No, yeah. This is way better when other people do it for you. Hell yes.
No doubt.
Would you rather spend $100 and sit in the green seats but find out when you get there you're sitting behind a row of mascots the entire game, like old BT's buddy.
It was his birthday.
Just saying. Or spend $6 and sit in the nosebleeds.
I'll take the $100 seats.
Yeah, I'm going to sit behind the mascots, too. I'm going to get my free food and drink out of it.
They bring it to you.
It's kind of nice.
Can't beat that.
That is kind of nice. By the way, we get a text message from the 314, and I'd like you guys to jump in on this. It says, bumblebees don't die, Brad. Is that true? Do bumblebees not die when they sting you? I thought bees, when they stung you, they were dead. Is
well,
it just a
honey,
certain kind of...
Is it the honeybee?
What is the smaller bee
called?
Maybe they just lose their stinger.
I thought when they lost their stinger, it like pulled out of them and it killed them, essentially.
Maybe not the bumblebees.
I don't know.
Those are the bigger
ones,
I guess.
Give me more information. Follow up, please. Don't just send that.
I think I'm thinking of honeybees. Those I would let sting me. Bumblebees are probably bigger and meaner.
Oh, I'm sorry about this one. Would you rather?
Bet you're not.
Have urine that is syrupy or farts that are visible?
Syrupy urine.
I think I want to go with visible farts. I think I want visible farts because syrupy urine, like two shakes ain't going to cut it.
No.
Like you're going to have to, I don't know what you're going to have to do. I'm going visible farts here.
It's tough. It's a really tough choice.
Yeah, your bathroom trips are going to be a whole lot longer.
I would think so.
Yep.
Sorry about that urinal, you know, syrup.
Oh, you get to flush it.
What the hell?
I don't think it would flush that well.
Did somebody send that to us?
Yeah, we have some messed
up. Did they really?
What in the...
And imagine you're one of the people. It shocks me, and I'm sure this is everywhere. People in this building have horrific aim, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, putting it right in the urinal is the hardest thing in the world. But if you had somebody that had the syrup problem, other problem, it'd be like going to the movie theaters all the time.
Right.
No, thank you.
Would you rather create fries that have ketchup inside of them or marshmallows that have warm chocolate inside of
marshmallows
them?
Marshmallows all the way.
The fries with the ketchup inside sounds kind of nasty to me for some reason.
Those marshmallows would make a very easy, and somebody's going to do this, a fantastic s'more.
I agree with that.
Can you guys eat the fries with the ketchup like squirted on top, or do you
do it? I can do it. I don't like it, but I can do it.
You're a serial killer.
It's weird. Then you chew it and then do it.
Right. Oh, you definitely chew it and then do it.
But like hash browns, you put the ketchup on top, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Sour cream on top
or
of hash
actually,
browns.
For hash browns, like Cholula.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
It's our producer, Brad Barnes. BT.
Meat, do you have any life advice? That's a great point.
Ronge.
Time to wreck the Royals, boys.
Great job by our board operator, as always, Mike Ryder. And thanks to you for tuning in, texting in, being a part of the show. Till tomorrow at 3. Good night, St. Louis.